Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. Now we've passed the waypoint. Halfway there. Two more hours straight ahead of key information. Continuing with Major Nadal Malik Hassan and the massacre at Fort Hood. So we have all these conflicting stories. It comes out that officials were aware of Hassan's efforts to contact and make contact with al-Qaeda. Now they're saying he's linked to the September 11th terrorist. Funny, they were all trained at U.S. bases. That's been in the Associated Press. But they go, oh, we don't know why they were trained in spy training at U.S. bases. Muhammad Atta, all of them. See, we forget about all of this. These are facts you can't ignore. And then we go back to the fact that the L.A. Times and other major newspapers reported at the time that the Unabomber was caught that Theodore Kaczynski had volunteered for MKUltra's CIA mind control program while attending an Ivy League school, getting his Ph.D. That is on record. Alexander Cockburn, Los Angeles Times, and other publications. On record. Tim McVeigh, taken into black ops. Caught by the state police, drooling on the side of the road, saying, I've got a chip in me, help me, help me. Whether it was a psychological trigger term, we don't know. Then his head doctor, from the time he's arrested to the time he's executed at Terre Haute, Indiana, right through the Denver trial to his execution, Dr. Jolyon West, was the head MKUltra doctor, along with Dr. Ewing Cameron. This is on record. The head MKUltra doctor, one of the fathers of MKUltra mind control, is his doctor until the day he's executed, spending days with him every week. When he did TV interviews, clearly drugged out of his gourd. I mean, how do you ignore this? These are facts. These are not conspiracy theories. This is not conjecture. This is not our opinion. Then we look at the supposed Fort Hood shooter, and he may be the shooter, Nadal Malik Hassan, an army psychiatrist. That's where they grab you. That's where they get you. That's where they drug you. That's where they program you. So either way you slice it, the CIA and FBI knew he was contacting al-Qaeda fronts that they run, and they let him do it. That's bare minimum. Then on every point and every issue, the media hype, the way they were ready day one, the way it was pushed, the way it was tied to September 11th, the way they're connecting it to 9/11 truthers now. They have a known CIA operative, editor of the Washington Times, come out with a hit piece. Right as Obama's announcing a 40,000 troop increase, oh, it makes us feel sorry for the military and makes it sound like it's good for the military to expand these wars when it's not. And it's not good for our budget. It's not good for anything except for opium dealers and the $500 billion a year coming out of that country they can leverage to $5 trillion. It comes out right after the FBI's caught cooking bombs, training drivers, finding mentally ill, unstable people to agree to drive the trucks to bomb buildings in Illinois and other parts of the U.S. Comes out later, those were staged provocateurs. So you have real terrorists, you have provocateur terrorists, and you have totally staged events. We don't know what this event really was, but the secrecy surrounding it, all the conflicting stories. Now they're saying it doesn't look like this female cop is really the main person that took this guy down, but she was involved, she is a hero, but it was a male cop. Just like with Jessica Lynch, they lied and said she took on the Iraqis when it was somebody else. When people in her unit spoke out, they all got double-tapped in the head. Four people killed in 1 month back in the U.S. Turned out that was all a hoax. She had to go public and say it was a hoax, and the Army told her to lie. Pat Tillman was killed. It's come out they killed him because he was writing letters back planning to go public about opium dealing and the war being a fraud. They can't have their poster boys go sideways on them. This thing stinks to high heaven. We'll talk more about it later, but I want to get into some other issues on the other side of this quick break and your phone calls, and then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in studio. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's coming up later in the hour, into the next hour, to break down what's happening with the flu inoculations and fresh off two debates she's had here in Austin, visiting with us from her home state of Pennsylvania. Coming up, I'm going to be playing a video clip. Fox admits to planting political brainwashing in popular TV shows. This is an article written by Paul Watson back in March of this year, 2009. News Corp put out a video where they brag that they're pushing global warming propaganda. Separately, though, in a few of News Corp's holdings, they are always claiming they're anti-man-made global warming and believe it's a hoax. But then at key points, these neocon publications come out and announce to everyone that, don't worry, the legislation isn't going to pass. They told us that the health care legislation, the government takeover of Obamacare, wasn't going to pass the House. It passed. They told us, don't worry, cap and trade to tax every facet of your life, federal control, no judicial review, taxes on all energy, taxes on meat, taxes on farms. Don't worry, that's not going to pass the House. It passed. And I've seen a bunch of articles put out by the New York Post that Rupert Murdoch owns, Fox News, you name it, British newspapers he owns, Australian papers he owns, saying, don't worry, it's not going to pass. And in foreign papers, he's pushing that it's real and that we need it. But to get us to stand down and not think that there's a threat, he's telling us it's not going to pass. Well, the problem with that is Harry Reid, the head of the Senate, has put health care bill on Senate calendar. He's filed the motion to introduce the bill on Monday, November 16th. Anticipating a Republican objection, the bill will be pushed onto the Senate calendar, forced by him. And so they are going to attempt to pass this the 17th, 18th, and 19th of this month. We are only talking about 6 days away that they are going to launch this out of committee. And they're also talking about simultaneously in a week or 2 weeks trying to pass. It's already passed the House. All this has passed the House. It passes the Senate. If it passes the Senate, it's done. And the neocons are saying all over radio, all over TV, don't worry, we've won. And they're telling everybody to stand down. A month ago, Schwarzenegger came out and said, I'm not going to sign the bill in California, making you thumbprint and register to buy ammo. And I told everybody, I said, he's anti-gun, he's going to sign the bill next week. He signed it. He didn't want opposition, and he knows that people are barely paying attention to media, so they hear that, oh, Schwarzenegger said he wasn't for that, but then he signs it. They're manipulating you. They're going off the same playbook. There is a very good chance that all of this is going to pass. And somehow we've got to get the word out, grassroots, to call the Senate, to call all the senators that are on the fence about this, to call the couple of Democrats that are on the fence and some of the Republicans that are on the fence, because they will have a narrow victory right now. They've got maybe one or two votes over what they need. If we can take 3 votes away, they're going to lose, because even with the vice president pushing it over, giving them that extra vote they need, the vice president can be a tiebreaker. If we get 3 votes right now, we can beat this. And ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. This is economic warfare against our country. We have got to beat this. And here is a clip put out by Fox themselves. There's a bunch of other clips that people put together showing what they're doing from Fox TV, Fox Movies, where Rupert Murdoch is bragging that he's trying to manipulate the news. He said last year at Davos he's trying to manipulate people. So all of his holdings, the TV, the movies, are pushing it's good. Except for Fox News, they're saying it's bad, but don't worry, we beat it. This is why having a Judas goat in amongst us is so important at key times. Rupert Murdoch has spent tens of millions of his own money pushing this global carbon tax that will give an elite group of bankers total control over our economy. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
I want to set an example to others in our industry and other industries that no matter what the size of your carbon footprint is, you can make a difference.
I'd say for on record.
Global warming.
Probably.
Press button to see what global warming will do in the next 3 years.
3 years is a long ways away.
What could we do on a practical level to start making a difference?
Just had another thought. What if the Scared Straight Show had a green message, too?
The biggest thing we've done.
You know what? Stop it. Back up to the start. You know, I meant to play this and not comment, but I have to. This was put out in 2006. We wrote about it in March of this year. And they put out other promos. News Corp put this out. That they want you to know. And the NFL says it's real. All the big hype machines are telling you global warming's real. In 2006, they were saying the earth will flood in New York. Everyone will die. The Simpsons. In 3 years. See, they had it timed up to 2009. They meant to pass it. They've been saying this for many years. This is the year they want to ram it all through. So again, for radio listeners that are just listening, you can go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, and you can go to the story if you want to watch this video clip. Fox admits to planning political brainwashing in popular TV shows. go there and watch it. It's even more powerful. But again, these are TV shows and media clips with implanted messages. Rupert Murdoch is bragging that he's brainwashing people, and we have clips of him as well separately at News Corp press conferences admitting this. But here it is. I'm not going to stop at this time. From the start, this is your champion, Fox, News Corp, the conservatives, stabbing you in the back. Here it is.
I want to set an example to others in our industry and other industries that no matter what the size of your carbon footprint is, you can make a difference.
I'd say for on record.
Global warming.
Probably.
Press button to see what global warming will do in the next 3 years.
3 years is a long ways away.
What could we do on a practical level to start making a difference?
Just had another thought. What if the Scared Straight Show had a green message, too?
The biggest thing we've done is inserting messages about the environment into some of our content.
I don't follow. Green, it means environmentally friendly.
The lifeblood of our company is the quality of our TV shows, and we would accomplish nothing if we compromised that quality.
Going green doesn't fit with the rest of the show.
Work your magic, make it fit.
Hey, Brian. I'm not going to recycle this aluminum can. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Ha! You're Earth's bitch.
The most powerful way that we could communicate the commitment on behalf of our company was to change the practices within the production, as well as work in a message about global warming, about environmental changes, and about empowering people to take responsibility.
Why are your wedding programs bumpy?
Seats. Yeah, we're having a green wedding, so after the reception, our guests can plant the programs, grow flowers.
I could live in the sea. I'd make friends with a whale. We'd live in a sunken pirate ship. That'd show global warming.
We've come up with, you know, all sorts of strategies for lessening our footprint. Everything from utilizing hybrid vehicles in on our production.
Look at all these Hummers. What kind of jerk would drive one of those?
Dude, this car kicks ass! Yeah, Rumsfeld!
We're using biodiesel fuel in our generators instead of regular diesel.
No car, no electricity.
Car for me?
I got a zero carbon footprint.
We're now frequently getting scripts electronically.
Fluorescent bulbs that use less electricity. Reusable hemp bags for shopping. Shampoo that's not tested on animals. I feel bad for those lab animals running around with dirty hair, but better for the environment. That's the sacrifice they have to make.
Here at 24, we are committed to reducing our impact on climate change. Now, we know that we can't solve this problem in 24 hours. But by making energy-conscious decisions on our set, we are contributing to a solution.
Galvanizing that kind of an effort with as many people as it has taken to get on board and sort of help us with this effort, it hasn't been difficult. On the contrary, it's been rewarding, and people have acted swiftly and enthusiastically.
He's powering the blender. The wheel rim is attached to a generator. This is rather ingenious.
Stay fit and save energy. Everyone should do this. I'm sure he'll catch on.
Mr. McKay says that history is past, but saving the Earth is our present to the future.
Oh. The fact that this company decided to get behind the move to try to bring an end to global warming was really gratifying.
Finally, I get to save the Earth with deadly lasers instead of deadly slideshows.
Isn't that sweet? Now, every other major corporation is all behind this because they're owned by the private central banks that you will openly pay taxes on thousands of products directly to them. But more importantly, unelected boards will be able to shut down any businesses, any corporations. The power to tax is the power to destroy. We have the carbon tax bill. We have the carbon tax treaty. It gives unlimited dictatorial power to unelected private groups like the WTO, the IMF, the World Bank. Al Gore is your hero saving the Earth. Already made $1 billion off this, and they're just getting started. That's why Rupert Murdoch has all his fake conservative publications telling you health care isn't going to pass, and telling you the cap and trade isn't going to pass. They told you it wouldn't pass the House. It's all passed. They told you it wouldn't go to the floor of the Senate. It's now all going to the floor of the Senate. This is close.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 11.1680. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.4730, 573.65 for a half ounce, or 286.82 for a quarter ounce. That's 11.4730, 573.65, or 286.82.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We've got a surprise guest with us in this segment, maybe a little bit in the next, because Sherry Tenpenny is set to arrive in the next 10, 15 minutes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny here in Austin fighting the folks trying to have forced in flu vaccinations. Medical Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up later in this hour and into the next hour. I just played clips of Fox News, Fox TV, bragging that they're trying to brainwash people for the global carbon tax. And George Humphrey, who's in my film Fall of the Republic, I just saw his car drive up. He lives here in Austin, former city councilman, economist, good friend of mine. He's in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. He pulled up right as we were going live. I said, why not sit him down for a segment or two? And I said, what do you think of Fall of the Republic? And George Humphrey, who's in the film, give us your take on this, and I want your truthful take. What do you think of this film compared to the Obama Deception?
Well, it's hard for me to be totally objective because I'm in it, but I think it's the best thing you've ever done. The Obama Deception was awesome. I think you've had over 6 or 7 million hits on it. I think this is going to be even bigger. It's cleaner. The production values are better. It's right up to date. And, Alex, I am so honored. I am so honored to be your friend because I consider you one of the top patriots this nation has ever had. I truly.
Well, you're a sweetheart. I consider you a top patriot.
Well, thank you very much. And I accept that wholeheartedly. And we're going to continue to do it because this country is far, far too good to kick it away. And right now, if we, the people who are listening to this right now, if we don't get activated, if we don't help stop this sick care program, if we don't stop this carbon tax, if we don't stop the lies, if we don't stop the increased selling of our jobs to foreign countries, the destruction of our dollar, the bailouts, all of this stuff, it is all preconceived to destroy this wonderful, beautiful republic.
And now there's no longer any doubt. They openly are announcing everywhere the end of America, total carbon tax. They're saying we won't turn the liquidity back on the banks who we gave this fiat power to. It's a bunch of Madoffs and Ken Lay types. In fact, they came up with a plan themselves. If we don't go along with this, they're going to kill the economy. They're already killing the economy. They want zero growth. They want negative growth. They want a monopoly. What is this cap and trade and government takeover of healthcare really about, George?
Well, it's all about a transfer of power. It has nothing to do with taking care of the people of this country. It has nothing to do with honesty. It has nothing to do with health. It is 17% of the economy is going to be transferred to the control of the federal government. It is sick care. It is completely status quo. It is absolutely selling out to Big Pharma, the hospital corporations, segments of the AMA, and the insurance company.
And here is the Framework Convention on Climate Change, openly admitted that it's world government. And then Ban Ki-moon writes an editorial, the UN Secretary General, it's saying global government, global carbon tax. And then I notice there must be paid trolls all over my site, all over YouTube, under other names, cutting and pasting that I'm a liar, that Ban Ki-moon didn't write an article. I mean, they're using flat-out lies against us, and I'm now on the White House enemies list, and George Soros has opened fire on me every day in his publication.
Oh, well,
what does that say? It means we can beat him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing about it is the truth moves very, very slowly, and lies and innuendo and hate move very quickly. And the lies and innuendo are moving like mad dogs right now. And even though you speak with a very harsh voice at times, is that you speak the truth, and the truth is coming out. And remember 17, 18 years ago when we were talking about this, when we were a handful of about 15 people?
Yeah, I knew you before I even went on local TV, when I was running around trying to get Pat Buchanan elected.
Right. And we were down, and 17, 18 years ago, we were down, and we would say, the New World Order, and people would get, and now, wherever I go, I was just buying some flowers at a local place here, and several people, not one or two, but several people came up and said, aren't you George Humphrey, and weren't you in the Fall of the Republic? And I went, wow, yeah, thanks. That's cool.
So it's been out 2 weeks, and you're already running into people on the street.
Yeah, and these are people I didn't know, and clearly Austin is the center of the positive revolution, the return of...
Isn't that crazy? Because all over the world, mainstream media says we are the center.
We
are the resistance.
People are moving here in all different forms, whether it's for politics or economics, but there are more and more people who are coming here for their spiritual upliftment, too, because as you and I both know, this is not just an economic or a political or a cultural battle. It is a time of spiritual choice, and each and every one of us has to make a decision. Are we going to hold on to the old paradigm of separation consciousness and fear and domination, which is going to take us to total chaos, or are we going to change our lives to unity consciousness, more love, cooperation, working with others, but also self-sufficiency and bravery and a stiff backbone? That's the new paradigm.
We got a break. I want to come back and talk about the globalist agenda. They're moving on every front right now. They're trying to sew things up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Calbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Calbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Calbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of November on this Wednesday edition, 2009. George Humphrey, economist, former Austin City Council member, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, is in studio with us for another 5 minutes. Then I'm going to play a few-minute clip from the intro to my interview with Governor Jesse Ventura as he gave us an exclusive look into his new TV show, Conspiracy Theory, that comes from our perspective to air on True TV. I'm a consultant. I'm in some of the episodes. It's very, very exciting, and it looks like it's going to be a good piece. It premieres December 2nd. We'll also have open phones for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up. But five more minutes with George Humphrey, since he happened to drop by, before we go to that tape, and then we're going to come back live with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You were going to finish up because you're an economist.
Yeah.
You're in Fall of the Republic. I should add, everybody needs to get the DVD at Infowars.com. You're authorized to make copies for not-for-sale purposes. I have to say that, or people then take it and say it's their right to sell it, and I can't sell
yep.
it. We even had that happen on Amazon and places, and they get mad. We're only going to sell your stuff. You can't sell your own stuff. The point is, we also need your support. So, again, Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free to get Fall of the Republic. You can get it in a combo pack with Reflections and Warnings, which is really good, with the late, great Aaron Russo, the last video interview he did. It's a documentary, incredible revelations. You can get that free while supplies last, because we're running out of them. This printing of them I have. You can get it free with Fall of the Republic today. Look for that combo special at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Going back to George Humphrey. George, you got 5 minutes, and it's great to have you pop in. I want to have you as a guest the next few weeks now that you're back in Austin. You're always jet-setting around the globe, which is bad for your carbon footprint. They're saying carbon credits, carbon rationing. You'll have to get government authorization to be able to fly. That's openly being announced. People are really waking up now because this is all happening. But as an economist, I have the health care bill. I've read the subsections here, the close to 2,000. It's 1,960-something pages. It says 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't buy insurance. So forget just taking – and they take 2.5 to 5% depending on your pay grade.
Yeah.
2.5 to 5% is taken out of your check. This is in the bill. And for the uninsured, and you're forced to buy insurance.
Yes.
So this is a massive new tax to the bankers. As an economist who's predicted everything that's happening right now, a top economist and a successful businessman, what will this health care plan really do?
Well, first of all, it hasn't passed the Senate, and there's, I'm sure there's going to be huge changes. But as it stands now, Pelosi's bill, according to one of the top guys I talked to, he's neither Democrat or Republican. He says that for a family of four making $100,000, it's going to cost that family $20,000 a year as the bill stands right now. Now, that's impossible. A family of four, even though $100,000 is a lot of money, family of four, when they pay their mortgage, when they pay their car payments, when they pay their gas and electric and their phone, and they send Johnny and Susie to school and they go to the Starbucks, they don't have anything left. As a matter of fact, starting about 7 years ago, the first time in the history of America, the average family in the United States is now spending more and has more debt than they have assets. $20,000 as the bill stands right now. Now, clearly, the Senate's going to change this thing. It's going to get moved around. But the people of this country have to understand this is a status quo sick care bill. It supports big pharma. It supports the hospital corporations. It supports segments of the AMA and of the insurance company. Does it support you and me? No.
Now, let me be clear here, just to add a point. Dennis Kucinich came out 2 weeks ago, wrote an editorial, gave a speech, and it was titled, "Health Care Bill is a Bailout to Insurance Companies."
Yeah.
And then he wrote another editorial Monday, titled, "Why I Voted Against the Bill." And he's a socialist, but I respect him because he'll speak out against government-sponsored terror. He's a good man. I disagree with his political system and his ideas on economics, but I really respect Dennis because he's the real deal.
Yeah, I know.
And he said, look, this isn't socialism. You know, when Newsweek says we're all socialists. Now, bull, the insurance companies, in fact, I have the Wall Street Journal right here. The insurance companies, here is the spokesman for the insurance companies admitting in this article from the Wall Street Journal that they actually wrote the bill. They want penalties. They want to make you get this. It gives them liability protection. But they come out and act like they're actually against it, just like News Corp is actually for the global greenhouse tax.
Absolutely, of course.
So, again, there's all sorts of baiting and switching here. And every time we say we're against this, oh, you're against cap and trade. You work for the oil companies. They're funding cap and trade. Oh, you're against the health care bill. You're working for the insurance companies. No, I work for Alex Jones, and that's it.
You know, the fact is this is not about health. This is about a transfer of power. 17% of the gross national product of the whole economy is going to be transferred from the private sector, which isn't working right now, but to the federal sector, which is going to be an absolute train wreck. This is about the grabbing of power, the taking of your rights. And friends, the only way it's going to stop is when the people who are listening to this get themselves fully educated, listen to Alex, watch Fall of the Republic, and then go talk to your friends, and then start beating the pans. It's time to stop being secret and whispering about this stuff. It's time to start talking about it everywhere you go, in the grocery stores, at the coffee houses, at your club, on your runs, at church. Everybody you know, you need to speak to.
You're right, George, because they're making their move right now. I mean, go back to October. 13 months ago, all over the news, it was, we need this banker bailout. This will pay for everybody's mortgages. This will unfreeze mortgages. And they pass it on the 3rd of October, October 4th on Saturday. Paulson comes out and says, we're not going to spend it on that now, and we're not going to tell you where the money's going. Same with health care, same with cap and trade. Anything they bill as being for the people, the elite own our Congress, that it is not for you.
Here's an amazing statistic. In the last 6 months, in the last 100 working days in the United States, Goldman Sachs, through the carry trade, has made over $100 million per day in the reverse carry trade.
Just on manipulating dollars.
And manipulating dollars. It used to be the Japanese carry trade here. What we've done now is reverse it, and the big guys, Goldman Sachs, mostly through investments in Brazil and some of the other countries, they are making $100 million a day.
Off the death of the dollar.
Off the death of the dollar.
And they're saying the Arabs are killing the dollar. The Arabs, the Chinese, the Russians, they're all begging us not to do this. They hold all the dollars, but the media is killing the dollar, the banks are killing it, and then blaming it on the Iranians. No, the enemy is the Federal Reserve. They are the culprit.
The enemy is inside the walls. And the folks who are running these, you know, all you have to do is read Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, or read The Economist. Wake up, friends. The people who are controlling Wall Street are the same people who control ABC, NBC, the total media, and they control both the Republican and Democratic parties and the controlled opposition. What we are facing is so much bigger than even 95% of educated patriots are aware of.
Exactly. That's why people ask why I'm so upset. And I'm so – folks, if I caught somebody robbing my car in my yard, I'd get upset. This is – a government, organized tyranny taking over my life. I mean, these are bad people. They want to force eugenics and control and inoculations through a medical tyranny.
Goldman Sachs, because they can borrow directly from the Treasury, is taking money at less than 0.5% and then able to go out and buy the reserves all the way around the world.
Well, did you see that McClatchy and series of investigative reports we had him on last Friday, this top investigative journalist, they got the internal documents where Goldman Sachs planned the implosion of the housing market. They sold all these housing stocks while betting against them to destroy their competition. I mean, this is a cold-blooded group.
Of course it is.
And notice their people are all the top federal regulators.
Of course. And you point that out very, very, very clearly in Fall of the Republic. And friends, this thing is so much bigger. And there's one other point that I would like to make before I go. The United States has transported several nuclear bunker-busting bombs over to Israel. And there are plans right now for either an American or American-Israeli or an Israeli attack on Iran. And the
Rand Corporation says the globalists need World War III to get their new world order.
Friends, this would be the most destabilizing event in the history of our lives. If we go in and nuke Iran, and I am not a friend of the Iranian government, I think that they're Looney Tunes.
Yeah, but the globalists want to have order out of chaos.
Of course they do. And right now, if you put together Russia, China, India, and Iran, and maybe Brazil and some of the others, is that the destabilization to this country is unbelievable.
They want World War III in Central Asia.
Absolutely they do. And all you have to do is read Brzezinski's book.
They admit it all.
They admit it all.
The geopolitical master strategists are all public about this.
And friends, all of these things, whether it's political, economic, environmental, all these things, all we're doing is for asking you, wake up right now. If you care about this country, you have to make a choice. Either you can go along with the status quo and hide out, and if you do that, your country and your family are doomed.
George, last question. Why, I have my perspective, why are they openly announcing world government, openly announcing the carbon tax after decades of denying it, implanting in our mind it didn't exist, giving people that compulsion that it isn't real? Now they come out and admit everything. I mean, that means they're really making their move.
Well, because they're arrogant, and from their point of view, they have all their bases covered. There is so much going on, and I would suggest that everybody watch this television show called V, that's the big hit, And friends, there's a lot more going on with that show than you may understand.
They're throwing it in your face what Obama's doing. It's revelation of the method.
It's all about Obama. It's all about world government. It's all about them telling us what they're going to do, which they have to do, which is part of their sick, their game. And they're putting.
And notice the aliens. We're not saying it's really aliens. It's the archetype are going to suck all our resources.
Of course.
Cap and trade is about shutting everything off to us, training us that we're saving the earth. I mean, these people are saying, oh, V's exposing Obama. No, they're telling you what they're doing. Just like when I talk about the New World Order, they go, you mean Hulk Hogan. Now when I talk about a global elite shutting off our resources to exterminate us, they go, oh, you mean V. George, talk to the producer. How long are you going to be in Austin?
I'm going to be here for about another 10, 12 days.
Why don't we set you up right now for a full hour sometime next week?
I love being here, Alex.
George, awesome having you.
You are awesome. I love you, and I'll have a great show.
Thank you. Love you, too. Okay, folks, he's a big part of Fall of the Republic. Get the DVD. Get it out to everybody. This thing is powerful. It exposes their agenda. And you hear the buzz is great on the street. We're going to play a few minutes of Jesse Ventura from our interview yesterday, and then we're going to come live in studio with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, we're into hour number two, simulcasting the syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. Joining us from Minnesota, he's about to travel down to Mexico, do some surfing, is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, of course, a star of films like The Running Man, Predator, and many other films. He's hosted a MSNBC national television show. He's hosted NFL football. There's not much this guy hadn't done. And now he's got a huge show. They're saying it's going to be their big push in the winter, their big number one promoted show. And I'm seeing that now in the media. That's Conspiracy Theory, created by Jesse Ventura. I'm a consultant on it. I'm in some of the episodes. I'm very honored to be involved in it. And to give you the inside scoop, he starts the Media Blitz tomorrow. To give you the inside scoop is Jesse Ventura with us for the next hour. We may twist his arm a little bit in the next hour to take some phone calls, but we'll see. Governor, it is good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here again.
Okay, are you going to?
I guess I should call you Huggy Bear. and I'll explain that for a moment. Now, Alex has been good enough. He appears in a couple of the episodes of Conspiracy Theory that we did, and so because he's the only really reoccurring character we've ever had in the first initial buy, we went back to the old Starsky and Hutch show, and you all remember Huggy Bear, don't you? The guy that always brought the information to Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
Well, that's you now, Alex. You're our Huggy Bear.
Well, I'm honored to be your Huggy Bear. You've not been able to talk about the show till now. They've unleashed you. You barely talked about it on Larry King Live last week, but now you've been given the green light to give people a foretaste or a idea of what's going to be in the seven episodes. And so we're all ears, Governor. I mean, tell us about some of the episodes.
Well, first of all, when I went on Larry, it was because, you know, it was election night and Larry truly wanted my opinion on the latest off-year elections, which I'll do this right now. To me, why do they even have off-year elections? It's hard enough to get people out there to vote. Have them all on year. They do that so that they get a small voter turnout because it's easier to control small numbers. And so that's why that happens pretty much. But that being said, that's why I was on Larry, was mainly for the election stuff, not so much a promotion of the show, because I'll be going back on Larry later on the end of the month, right when it gets to the debut date, which, of course, is December the 2nd on the True Channel at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. And so I'll be going back on Larry then, and at that point in time, it'll be a promo for the show. So I just did Larry where they promoted a little bit, but it was mostly on voting, or on the vote.
Well, Governor, hold on. We're about to go to break, and I don't want to stop you. I want you to have free flow and go over as much as you can tell us about the episodes, because I've consulted some, but I still only have a few pieces of the overall puzzle. And I know that you've stated that you believe this is fair and from our perspective, probably the first television show ever that's actually from people who questions perspective. That doesn't mean that you or I or anybody buys all of what's being said out there. So I want to talk about that when we come back in just a minute. But in the 1 minute we've got, what is your take on Republicans sweeping all over the country and Obama's plunging approval rating?
Well, I don't think it's so much Republican sweeping.
Okay.
As you know, they lost that that congressional.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back after this quick break, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest in studio for this hour and the rest of the next hour. She's hopping on a plane. Why is she in Austin? She's been having a health department debate at the University of Texas, was at another event today. We'll give you the inside scoop, the latest flu developments from the number one person out there fighting the vaccines and exposing a medical doctor, Sherry Tenpenny. Before I break, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com. This is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. It's non-GMO, non-hybrid. It's all grown right here in the U.S., all recently packed. Their bananas are from outside the U.S. That's it. And you're not buying 10-year-old stuff or year-old stuff or six-month-old stuff. They pack it constantly. The J. Michael Stevens Group, the website is eFoodsDirect.com. With all the crazy talk of war and depression and flu, in this insane world, you need to be self-sufficient. The globalist, with cap and trade and all of it, don't want you to be self-sufficient and be able to take care of yourself. That's why we believe in storable foods, gold, gun, not because we're in fear, but because we're in charge. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. We're going to come back and go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny here in studio and cover all the big developments with the flu and her debate. It almost didn't happen because they couldn't find anybody to debate her. So that is coming up after this quick break. And the websites, of course, are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A Okay, I'm going to clear the call board for the next hour. Sorry to folks holding, but only vaccine questions for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up in studio, 1-800-259-9231. DrTenpenny.com is one of her great websites. She's a best-selling author, medical doctor. She really needs no introduction. For over a decade, she's been one of the main voices out there, eloquently, in a focused way, even on mainstream television and radio, exposing what's happening with the vaccines. And here to tell us why she's in Austin is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, we had a really fun meeting last night. It was sponsored by the University of Texas, the Libertarian Party, and a big group of people who actually said it was just great to have there. We had, to my knowledge, this is the first time ever that a public health department official, who is a Region 7 official, agreed to debate in a public forum the pro and con side of vaccines, and particularly vaccine mandates. So it was a really good meeting. There were a lot of people there. There was phenomenal questions. It was kind of a controlled forum. I mean, there was a set of questions that we had ahead of time that we were able to put together answers for. Then there were some spontaneous questions, and then we had an hour of interviews of questions from the audience that were really good. In fact, we probably could have stayed there another hour just asking all the questions. And the health department officials, they were really kind of backed against the wall, not necessarily in a bad way, but a way that they really, for the first time, I think, really heard people say that vaccines are not safe, they are not effective, they don't protect you, and yes, they do cause harm.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we had the Dallas County Health Department head on. He said, yes, the inserts, say, can give you Guillain-Barré or other neurological disorders. Yes, it can sterilize you or hurt your fertility. Yes, it can cause autoimmune disease. Yes, it has mercury in it. Yes, the nasal is live and can spread it. And I had people calling and freaking out going, we thought you were just saying this, Alex. No, it's in the inserts. The health department heads will actually admit this, but then the schools and the federal government are handing out fake info sheets, as you know, saying none of this is true. I think that backfired on them, because now people actually ask for the real drug insert, and they're going, whoa, I didn't know this was going on. So it does seem that that they've ignored us in the past. Now they're being forced to come down off their mountain because doctors in Europe, doctors in Germany, doctors here, nurses are refusing to take it. Am I right in saying, because you're right at the center of this, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that this is really blowing up in their face? They tried this offensive to set the precedent for forced inoculation and for this hoax, this panic, and it's blown up in their face.
I agree. And I think that we've done several things. One of the other websites that I have that I'm a co-developer of is a website that's pandemicfluonline.com. It's pandemicfluonline.com. And one of the things that we did that I think really made a difference was that we gave people tools. You know, we're always telling people to get busy, get out, get active, do things. And so what we did on this website was we gave people downloadable flyers, downloadable PowerPoint presentations, downloadable things that they could start back in August handing things out, because we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming from, it's the annual flu shot every year. We knew the swine flu stuff was coming this year. Thousands and thousands of people were handling those things out, and I think that they were really taken back. I think they were blown back by the response that people have had. So the work that you did, the work that we've done, I think has really made a difference this time around.
And by the way, I've seen major British newspapers with the health heads saying extremists, terrorists are handing out flyers. They're all over London. And I think a lot of listeners saw the success of our Obama Joker poster, making hundreds of newspapers and TV stations, and they really picked up on your flyers. And it's just been incredibly explosive. The people are learning how much power they've got.
Yeah, I think so. I think that people don't realize that, you know, if they just take those flyers and they do things like I have a whole stack of them in the back of my car. When I go into the mall, I just take them with me and I just hand them out to people. I don't even try to engage a conversation. I just say, here's some information I think you may want to look at, and just hand it, and you never know whose hands that might end up in. I've gone to little community workshops where they've printed out all these flyers, and they have them there, and they're handing them out to all sorts of people. So people are really taking charge. We had a big, long conversation about this last night at the health department.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with the fourth and final hour with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We'll give you all the websites. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.